The views and opinions expressed here on the Pensacola Expert Panel are not those necessarily of News Radio 92.3, 1620, but those of Terrence A. Gross of Gross & Schuster, attorney at law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., and I'm joined this morning by Mr. Terrence A. Gross. Happy New Year, Terrence.
Happy New Year to you, and glad to be back with you again for another show. And it is true, the opinions I espouse are only my opinions, nobody else's but mine. So you're excluded from any lawsuits now, just me. But I don't think I'll get sued. But anyway, the topic for today, it's going to lead into it, but it deals with a question that I've been asked over time. And when I'm asked this question, I don't have to think a second. I know the answer immediately. And the question that has been asked me over my 40-year career every now and then is, what are you the most frustrated about your practice? What is it that frustrates you the most? And it's easy. It's one answer and one answer only. And that is, when I have someone that is injured through no negligence of themselves, they've done nothing wrong and they're severely injured, and there's just not enough coverage to go around. And it frosts me. It disappoints me. It frustrates me. The clients are frustrated. And when you tell them that there's just whatever limits there are, there's just not enough, they look at you like you're from Mars, and they start questioning, I wonder if I got the right lawyer. And I think if people only knew that lawyers don't sue people, we don't collect from people, we go against insurance companies. 50%, Ruthie, of all the drivers out there, when you see all these cars, 50% probably only have a $10,000 limit. That's the minimal limits of Florida. There's only two states that sell $10,000 limits anymore. Most everybody in the United States has gone to a minimum of $25,000. Alabama, $25,000. Georgia, $25,000. Louisiana, $25,000. But Florida's still back in the dark ages at $10,000. It was $10,000 when I started in 1979. It's $10,000 today. It has been proposed. It's been on the legislative floor in Tallahassee the past several years. And through shenanigans of the insurance companies, it never gets out of committee, never gets voted on, and just sort of gets tucked under the rug, and we move on. So if you know that 50% of the drivers only have a 10 limit, you've got to protect yourself. How do you do that? It's one word. Or two words, uninsured motorist. Uninsured motorist. You must have uninsured motorist coverage. If you don't have it, you do not have full coverage. And I've had so many people come in, Ruthie. I mean, we're talking about college-educated people. We're talking about engineers. We're talking about bosses of small businesses, store managers, people that are responsible, people that pay their taxes, people that you know, pay insurance even though it's expensive, and they come in after a car wreck, and they look me in the eye, and they tell me, don't worry, Mr. Gross, I have full coverage. And then I look at the policy, and I start shaking my head, and I just say, I wish you did. Mm-hmm. I wish you did. But my agent told me, I don't care what your agent told you. I'm just telling you, as politely as I can, as honestly as I can, please don't kill the messenger, but you don't. So here's a recent case I have. I got a guy that just got hit with pretty big injuries. And, of course, the fellow that hit him only has a $10,000 limit. And when I look at my guy's policy, he had a very good company, one of the better companies around. And the first thing I saw on his policy was 100, 300. That's a big policy. 100,000 / 300 for liability. What does that mean, Ruthie? That means that he bought insurance that if he messes up, if he causes a wreck, that he wants his company to pay any given person as much as $100,000 per person and no more than $300,000 per accident. That is a good policy. That puts them in the top 10% of residential insureds in the state of Florida. That is a good policy. But as I read down, to my chagrin, I saw that he had a 1020 non-stacking UM policy. What that means is that he paid a big premium to have $100,000 for a stranger if the driver messed up, but then if the driver gets hit by someone with a small limit, for he chose only a 10 limit for he and his family. Of course, he didn't know that at the time. And when he put non-stacking, what does that mean? Back in 1971, the Florida Supreme Court in the Mullis decision, M-U-L-L-I-S, what they said is they want to offer stacking to as many people as possible. It has to be offered, and the only way not to have it is a written rejection in writing where you sign and reject it and have less or whatever. So why does an insurance agent, why would your agent that should be looking out for you, and agents want to sell more coverage, the more coverage you have, the bigger your premium, the more the agent makes. So why on God's green earth would an agent sell you a policy where you get 100 for the stranger but only 10 for you? Why would they do that? And the answer is because they're doing what protects the company, not you. An agent, if you go to a lawyer, that lawyer should represent you. If you go to an insurance agent, that agent should protect you, not the company. And by selling this garbage, that these low-limit UM things, they have thrown their own clients, their own insureds, under the bus. Because what it means, if you've got a 10,000 uninsured limit, that's all they got to pay. So if the guy that has 10 and you have 10, that equals 20, and you have surgery, it's a $20,000 case no matter what lawyer you could talk to. And you can get mad at me and kill the messenger and go to the next lawyer. If that lawyer's honest, that lawyer will tell you the same thing. And it's just sad. It's so frustrating where I have all this talent, all this knowledge I've learned for 41 years, and not being able to use it because I get limited by coverage. So it's so frustrating when I see good people that did nothing wrong that get injured and the bills are high. I got a guy right now. He got hit by a drunken driver, broke his neck, went right into surgery, is in rehab. His bills are probably already $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. The drunk only has a 25 limit. My guy does have 100,000 of UM, which is good. But 125, when your bills are $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, that's a tough task for a lawyer to handle. I'm going to talk about what I could do with that. There's things to be done, but at the end of the day, we're limited. And it's like going into a fight with one arm tied behind your back. Mm-hmm. I get case after case where I get limited by a lack of coverage. And it's so frustrating. Someone gets killed. If someone gets killed and the person has a 10 limit, there is not a lawyer on God's green earth that's going to sue that 10 limit person. It's not Donald Trump, I promise you, that hit you with the 10,000 limit. It's somebody that was just getting by in this world. And they may even own a house, but you can't take their house. You can't take their car. If you take them to court and the jury says $300,000, they could pay a bankruptcy lawyer $1,000 and the judgment disappears. And they keep their house. They keep their IRA. They keep their car. They keep their belongings. And that's what the average person doesn't know. So you have to have uninsured motorists. And it should always be equal to your liability limits. If you have $100,000 of liability, by God, you should have $100,000 of uninsured motorist. And what that Mullis decision gave us was stacking. Let's take that for an example. If you did do what I say, and you have $100,000, it says only $100,000 on the car you're in, but I ask you how many cars are in your household, and you say, well, I've got a pickup truck, and my wife's got a car, and we all have the same coverage in all three. Well, 3 times 100, Ruthie, is what?
300.
There you go. I was just trying to see if you're awake.
I'm making sure. I'm taking notes. Nope, I'm taking notes. I'm checking my policy. I need to make some changes.
Exactly. So by having stacking, if someone were to really mess you up and you had 100 and you had three vehicles of stacking with in your household, 3 times 100, as Ruthie said, is 300,000, you can make a claim for an extra $300,000. I just finished a case where my lady, a local lady, actually a friend of mine, had a wreck. She got banged around. It seemed like just a whiplash, but lo and behold, she eventually ended up with shoulder surgery, and then she ended up with a cervical fusion. Well, the person that hit her only had a 50, so 50 is much better than 10. That $50,000 is not just compensation for two surgeries. And thankfully, she and her husband had three vehicles with 100 of stacking, another 300. I got that. So we ended up settling for every penny there was, but we got 350 as opposed to being stuck with just 50, because they were smart enough and wise enough to have the full coverage that was stacking. So any agent that tells you you shouldn't have stacking, there's only one example I'll give you, Ruthie, where I would say, okay, I understand why you have non-stacking. The only time you should ever have non-stacking is if you only have one vehicle in your house. That means you live by yourself, you don't have a wife with a car, you don't have a teenager with a car, and there's just one car. Well, 1 plus 0 is still 1. So you don't need stacking if you only have the one car in your household. But a lot of people, even if they're not rich, have more than one car. Mm-hmm. They got teenagers, they got a wife. Some people have their regular car, their pickup truck. The other mistake they have, here's another mistake people make. Let's pretend you do have that extra pickup truck and it's your old junker 1996 Ford 150 that you just use for fishing and hunting. I mean, you know, it's nothing to look at. It's probably only worth a couple $1,000s on a good day. But guess what? You could be rear-ended in that vehicle just like you could in your new Lexus. So you should have the same uninsured motorist coverage, the same coverage on that old beat-up pickup truck as you do on your new car, because it has nothing to do with the car. The coverage has to do with your body. The only thing you could do on that old pickup truck, if you want, you could drop the collision. You know, if you think it's not worth much and you don't mind losing the whole value if it's hit by someone with no insurance, then fine. But you don't drop your uninsured motorist because you have an old car, because you could still be injured in the old car and you're allowed to stack. We talked about the stacking. Let me tell you a true story, Ruthie. I was a young lawyer. I went out on my own. I mean, I went cold turkey on my own at 27 years old, I think I was, in 1981. And one of the first cases I got was a young girl. She'd been in a pickup truck with her boyfriend. And her boyfriend ran off the road and hit a tree. I always thought he was distracted by her, is what I think, because he wasn't drinking. So why would he leave the road and hit a tree? I think he got distracted by her for some reason. Uh-huh. But anyway, she breaks her ankle. She breaks her ankle, has surgery. So we have a young girl with plates and screws in her ankle. Her boyfriend has $10,000. And I'm interviewing her about, and I asked her, do you own a car? She goes, no, I don't. I said, who do you live with? I live with my daddy. And I said, how many cars does your daddy have? She goes, I really don't know. He's always working on these junkers. He's got a bunch of junkers, and he's always working on cars, so I don't know. I said, well, bring your daddy in. Next week, she brings her daddy in. He's missing every other tooth. He's just a shade tree mechanic. You know, he's got these nails that are, you know, permanently black with grease. And he's brought the policies in like I asked him to do. And they're all rumpled up, and there's coffee stains, and there's oil on these things. And I'm going through each policy, and lo and behold, Daddy had $20,000 of stacking uninsured motorist on each of five junker cars. None of these cars were worth anything, but he somehow had stacking 20s. Well, five times 20, Ruthie, is what?
Oh, boy. No, my mind went.
Five times 20.
Oh,
you could do
100.
It. There you go.
Well,
I knew you could do it for
me.
I knew you were there. You didn't know you were going to get a math test today. You just thought you were hosting the show. You didn't know you could have a math quiz.
Oh, I did not prepare.
Anyway, so you did not prepare. But five times 20, Ruthie's right. She passes once again. Five times 20 is 100,000. We got the 10 from her boyfriend, and we got the 100 from Daddy's policy. We got 110,000, which still probably wasn't what the case was worth for a broken ankle with screws, but 110 is a lot better than 10. And it was I was able to pay off the medical bills and get her some money in her pocket and let her move on. So I've had this happen over and over again. I would tell you right now, I probably have close to 100 cases in my office for me only. I mean, again, there's five lawyers, so each lawyer has 80 to 100 cases, but I probably personally have 100. Of those 100, I bet you 50 will end up turning into an underinsured motorist claim. So maybe at first we go after the at-fault party, and then if it's not enough, then we focus on my client's coverage. I'll give you another example. It just happened this week. So I had a fella that got hit by this person, and it was looked like a whiplash to me. I find out early on that the person is insured with Alpha, which is a very good company of Alabama, with a 100,000 limit. So 100,000 is a very big limit. So I'm thinking we're good to go. Well, the next thing I know, my guy gets an MRI. He's got a herniated disc. He goes to a neurosurgeon. The neurosurgeon says you need surgery. He has surgery 3 or 4 months after the wreck, and neurosurgery alone is probably, you know, $100,000 just for the surgery. And of course, I get the at-fault person to tender their 100,000 limits, and then I look closer at my guy's policy, and to his credit, he had 4 100 stacking. He's got 400,000 in UM available. Now, I'm not saying this case is going to be worth a total of $500,000, but at least we don't have to stop at 100 because this case is obviously worth more than 100. It's probably worth more than 300, but at least now we have our focus is on his carrier for underinsured motorist coverage. And what that means is because if you think about an insurance policy, Ruthie, it's a contract. You have signed a contract, and it says, if I'm ever injured in an accident and the person that hurts me doesn't have enough insurance, then I want you, my own company, to pay excess over, and I'll pay this premium so you pay excess over. That's called underinsured motorist coverage. And again, over 50% of my cases end up being excess over underinsured motorist cases because invariably, for whatever reasons, the people that caused the wreck just don't have enough coverage. And if you start with the principle that I started with, indicating that 50% of the drivers only have a 10,000 limit, it's not hard to imagine that if there's a 10,000 limit, that is just diddly squat. It's just not much coverage. I mean, if you go by the ER, by ambulance to the ER, and you get a CT scan or two, you're probably at 10,000 already, and you haven't even been admitted. You haven't even begun treating. Mm. And they refer you out to a pain management physician, or they refer you out to a chiropractor, and the bills are accumulating. They're ordering MRIs. So $10,000 is diddly squat. So you know, that's why it's so important to have your own coverage, because you can't depend on the defendant to have the right coverage. And if you stop and think about it, if you really stop, and I know you don't think about it, nobody else does, but as a lawyer, and I'm a car wreck lawyer, I've been a car wreck lawyer for 41 years, I think about this all the time, Ruthie. And what I think about is that the worst drivers out there, the worst ones, the ones that are running red lights 3 seconds after it turns red, the ones that are rear-ended people in broad daylight, these irresponsible drivers are probably also irresponsible about insurance coverage. And they probably have done this before, and their rates are probably high, so they end up with one of these fly-by-night companies, and they pick the least amount of coverage they can. So the worst drivers usually have the worst insurance. Not always. Every once in a while, you'll have somebody mess up. We'll have a good citizen that, for some reason, gets distracted by something and maybe rear-ends somebody. That does happen, but a lot of the times, a lot of these accidents are caused by people with only a 10,000 limit.
And so we have a question
coming
in.
And if you don't have you in, go ahead.
Yeah, so we have a question coming in, Terrence. I know that you mentioned the amount, the dollar amount for your liability coverage should equal that uninsured motorist coverage. Is there a formula for knowing what that dollar amount should be for both of those?
What a wonderful question. What a wonderful question. And by how much time do we have?
We've got 3 minutes.
Okay, well, because I want to say, and I'm hoping we'll be able to do this, once COVID is gone, I would love to meet people with you in the station with the donuts and coffee and have them read the policies. And when I tell people, it's kind of, you know, it just all depends your economic situation. If you're 25 years old and just beginning out life, I can't expect you to have the same kind of coverage as a 50-year-old that has had a good job and has a house or two and whatever. So certainly the more money you have, the more your net worth is, the more coverage you should have. It's just common sense. So I can't give you a formula. I can't tell you how much liability to have. I mean, if you make $12,000 a year and that's all you make, then I guess you have to have a $10,000 limit. I don't blame you. You can't spend all your money on car insurance. You've got other things to do. But if you're making $60,000 or $70,000 a year, you should not be insured with only $10,000. You need more. And then if you're a millionaire, then you might want to even start thinking about umbrellas. So I have umbrellas. So I do very well, and I'm paranoid. So, you know, I could tell you truthfully, on my cars, I got a million liability, and I got a million of uninsured motorists on each and every car, and I got an umbrella over that. So, and hopefully I'll never have to use it, but it's there. So it just depends on your wealth. And your, you know, income and all those things. So it's just hard to say and give you a one answer fits all, because it doesn't. So that was a super question. I appreciate that person texting in the question. And in future shows, if people want to call in with a question, I love doing that. If they wish to text in a question, Ruthie will let me know, and we'll talk about that as well. So I want to, I know we're getting close to the end. So if you wish to call me in Pensacola, you could do so by calling 434-3333. We have 5 offices throughout the Panhandle. Our primary office is here in Palafox and Savannah. You've probably seen the building. It looks like an old government building, because it is. It was the Board of Health built in 1915. We love this building. We're in Milton. We're in Fort Walton, Crestview, and Navarre. Visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.